How's everybody? We did make a change at the quarterback position, and Jay Cutler will be our starting quarterback next Sunday night. I'll bet you there's some questions.
When did that thought process of taking him in the 10 in the long week with the after Thanksgiving kick in? When did you start thinking, well, here's the time. I'm not going to throw the kids to the wolves necessarily in Kansas City.
Well, obviously, with the extra couple days, it does make it much easier, but that wasn't the deciding factor.
What was the deciding factor?
You know, just like, you know, we've talked all along, it's a process. You go through your summer camp, you go through your OTA days, you got an evaluation every practice, every game, and then you make a decision what you think is in the best interest of the organization, what you think is the best choice, and you make that choice.
How much better does Jay make this football team at that position?
Well, you know, we'll let the process take care of itself. You know, Jay has got an opportunity to obviously be the guy. We understand that there's always a process involved, but I like the way he's practiced. I like the way he handles himself, and I think he gives us the best chance to win.
Mike, how much is the future play into his decision, and how much is it solely about the present and the future?
Dave, I think you know me well enough that I usually work in the present. I don't work in the future, and I think he gives us the best chance to win now. And obviously, you know, you got to go out there and get it done. And you know, I think the world of Jake. You know, I love the way he's handled it. You know, he's a competitor. He's a winner. He's done a lot of great things for this organization. He's won a lot of football games. But at this time, I really believe that this is in the best interest of our football team.
Mike, how much of the timing on this decision has to do with the fact that, at least statistically, you're not playing teams defensively quite as strong as earlier in the season, Baltimore might have been, New England might have been, even Pittsburgh might have been?
Well, I think it's a combination of the things, you know, all those things. You know, like I said before, it's a process. It just doesn't happen, you know, overnight. You know, it happens on the way, you know, Jay's handled himself through OTA days, the way he's handled himself through summer camp. And you evaluate how people practice on a, you know, day in, day out basis, week in, week out. And then you've got to make some tough decisions, and this is a very tough decision considering all the games obviously Jake has won for us.
How long has this been brewing with you? I mean, this obviously wasn't a snap decision. I mean, did you think about this week six, week seven?
Well, like I said, it's you think about not only every position on your football team. It's an evaluation process. You don't just think of it week six, week seven. You think about it, you know, through your summer camp, through your first week. You got an evaluation process not only at the quarterback position, but a lot of positions. Obviously, this gets the most notoriety.
What kind of concessions
have you made for you and any experience? Well, obviously, for us to get where we want to, we've got to play better as an offense. It's not just a quarterback position that is involved. We've got to get better at a lot of different positions. Right now, we're average on offense, and it's not due just to the quarterback. It's due to a lot of different segments, and we got to get better at those segments.
Do you think you'll have to scale things down for him, or do you think he's grasped the offense well enough that he can basically do whatever he would do with Jake?
You know, for us to make the decision that we've made, you know, we feel very comfortable that he's got complete knowledge of the offense.
When you drafted Jay, did you consider the impact, the potential impact on Jake? And in retrospect, do you think that it had an impact on Jake's playoffs?
I think, you know, a lot has to do with us not being as successful running the football this year as we were previous years. You put a little bit more pressure on the quarterback. I think that has a lot to do with it. I think there's always pressure involved at every position, especially when your backup is a first-round draft choice.
What kind of reaction did you get from Jake? His reaction to the media throughout the year
Class. You know, I don't think obviously he likes to move. Any competitor would not like to move. But, he's a winner. He's going to do everything he can to help this football team. He knows that he's one play away from being the starter, and he's going to do everything that he can do to help us win, which really doesn't surprise me on how he's handled it.
Do you think Jake has a mentality to be a long-term backup?
Well, I think that all depends on him. Would I like him here long-term? As long as he'd like to be here. He's a winner. He's done a lot of good things for us, and I'd love him in that role if he wants to be in that role. I think time will tell.
Michael, do you think the speculation on the quarterback position affected your team in the last last game, I guess, in particular? And do you think now that you hope that it's kind of settled?
No, I don't think it's affected us at all. I think obviously it always affects the quarterback. I think it's a little tough anytime you got a first-round draft choice behind you. I think the pressure's always there. I think that's human nature. But has it affected our football team? I don't believe so.
Like when you drafted Jay, did you have a timeline in mind when he might compete or take over quarterback job?
Well, I was hoping it was going to be at the end of the season. You know, have one season to learn and kind of learn the system, feel comfortable with it.
Has he been improving more and more, and have you been giving him more in the past few weeks for you to finally say, okay, now it's time to put some carrot package in?
You know, nowadays with OTA days and what you do during your summer program, he probably has had more reps with our offense than most veteran quarterbacks of 10 years, for example, Gary Kubiak and John Elway. We didn't have those OTA days. We didn't have all those throwing camps. And so in the past, it's been very hard for a quarterback to get many reps if he wasn't the starter. But, you know, he's got a good feel for the offense and a good feel for the system, and one of the reasons why we made the change.
You have a couple of other quarterbacks in the league, like Vince and Minor, went into situations where they were losing teams. Your team is still in the playoff hunt right now. Do you worry that there's that extra burden on him to have to come in and keep the quota to be better than you guys were in this type of environment?
Yeah, there's pressure. There's pressure involved in every position. Well, I don't talk about ifs and buts.
Mike, do you look
at answer that.
Other situations like Tony Romo and Rivers, first year guys that have swept their teams at all, as an influence on this situation?
No.
Does that give you some hope, though, that, you know, first year guys can win?
Well, Tony Romo's been in the league for 4 years. He's not a first-year guy. And Rivers has been in the league for a couple of years. He's not a first-year guy. So it's quite different. You know, to have your first year, you know, to put there's a lot of pressure on a first-year quarterback. There's no question about it. But I think this kid can handle it.
What is it about what you've seen for him that makes you feel that he is pushing?
Consistency. And, you know, that's what we do is, you know, we've talked about this all along, that it's a continual evaluation process at every position. You know, it just doesn't happen 1 week to the next. It happens, you know, throughout the off-season program, throughout the summer camps, throughout games, game situations, practice situations. And then you go with, you know, your gut, what you feel is in the best interest of your football team.
Mike, when you first got here in 1984, the conventional wisdom was that John Elway was a little shell-shocked from the year in 83. You actually did some things strategically to take anything from that recollection, from that memory, from Elway's first year and the effects of it into this situation?
Yeah, I do. In fact, when you take a look at a situation like that, you take a look at a quarterback that really didn't have, at least in my opinion, a great supporting cast. All the pressure was on the quarterback. I think it's almost impossible for a guy to come in his first year without a supporting cast and be successful. You have to have an excellent defense. You have to be able to run the football. You can't put all the pressure on that quarterback. There's a lot of quarterbacks in this league that have been around for a lot of years that you can't put that pressure on, and they're still pretty good quarterbacks. But looking back at John's situation, for him to do the things that he did to me was nearly impossible because he put the weight of the team on his shoulders because he didn't have the supporting cast, and he was still pretty darn successful. And that's a freak of nature. They don't come around very often. Well, hopefully we'll get better. We'll get better in that running game. I think we're a little healthier right now. I think Tatum will be back. I think our backs are a little bit better shaped than they have been, and they got to take a little pressure off that quarterback as well as all the other positions.
What does Jay bring to the table that you weren't necessarily getting before?
I'm not going to go into that. We'll see down the road. I just, you know, as we've talked about, you know, do the thing that you feel gives you the best chance to win, and it's one of the reasons why Jay Cutler's our quarterback.
Mike,
Mike, obviously there's a huge difference between the preseason and the regular season. We only saw Jay in the preseason. What did you see in the preseason that you feel will be able to carry over to the regular season specifically this week?
You know, to be honest with you, I think you saw a quarterback operate in a game situation. He wasn't awed by, you know, a preseason game. I think we all know the defenses are much different during the regular season than they are during the preseason. But, you know, this guy is a guy that handles himself quite well. There will be growing pains. There will be many mistakes that happen. But he's going to be our guy. He's a guy for the future. He's a guy for the present. And I think I explained why. Well, I can't tell you exactly, but I did tell you, I think, that I made a big mistake when I named Brian Griese the quarterback instead of Bubby Brister. You know, Bubby had won 4 games from the year before, and when John wasn't the quarterback, and even though I thought it was in the best interest of the football team, I don't think everybody else thought it was. Is it 100%? I would say definitely not. It never is, especially when a guy has played as hard as Jake has through the years. But, you know, that's why you get paid what you get paid. You know, make those tough decisions, and you got to do what you think is in the best interest of the team. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why we went with Jay.
Can you compare Cutler's arm strength to anybody present in football or heaven forbid someone in the past?
Well, what I did one time, I compared Brian Griese's arm strength to Joe Montana. And then coming out of this meeting, I was comparing Brian Griese and Joe Montana. So to compare arm strength is not a very good question for me.
Sorry.
That's all right.
You said there's going to be growing pains. What is your biggest fears with a young quarterback, I mean, coming into this type of situation?
Well, you just the experience. You don't have that experience that you'd like a quarterback to have, and everybody's got to go through it. But as you... Pardon me?
In the heat of a game, does he see a different side of you now?
I don't know. We'll see as time goes on. Are you saying I'm not a lovable, likable guy?
I've never really seen anybody run over and give you a big hug after a 3-0.
Oh, no, you never will either. Well, maybe after a touchdown.
Mike,
I surely never gotten kissed.
Before you made this decision, did you talk to any of the leaders on this team, any of the players, or is this my decision?
You know, even if I did, I wouldn't share that with you. You know, that stays within, you know, the confines of our walls, you know, for obvious reasons.
Obviously you had your scouting report in before the draft. What are some of the things you've seen, you know, on a day-to-day basis that maybe you didn't expect out of him?
Very mature. He's very confident. He's a worker. He's, you know, got all the tools that you look for. And that's why he's getting this opportunity on how he's practiced and what we think of him.
Mike, back to the timing of it all. You know, Seattle prime time Sunday night, you view it as a tough time to make your debut, but did you kind of look at your schedule and see when would there be a good time?
I don't think about that. I mean, prime time, what's the difference between 6 o'clock or 2 o'clock? My game's a game. They're all important to us, and you got to go out there and perform. You know, he's used to playing in front of big crowds, and, well, maybe not at Vanderbilt. Maybe I take that back. That was a joke, Vanderbilt. That's a joke in the SEC, but he'll handle it well.
Like with your running game, do you think Tatum's going to make a big difference, or how much it
Well, I'm not sure it's just one. It's just kind of having a switch with people coming in and out and people going down, sprained ankles, sprained toes, and not quite as good as we'd like. But it's a combination of just not the backs. It's a combination of everybody. So we got to get better in that area, and I think we will.
Is that a medal going to be practice?
Don't know yet.
Mike, you're talking about the tough decisions you have to make. I mean, is this one a little more tough? You kind of started off talking about what Jake has done for the team while he's been here, a little tougher in this case?
Well, like I said, you know, Jake has done a lot of great things for our organization. You know, he's played extremely hard. Jake gives you everything he's got. And so, yeah, it is tough. You know, you got relationships with a guy that's busted his rear end for you, and to, you know, call him in and saying, hey, I'm going in another direction, it's tough. That's the tough part about this business.
Do you think we'll see another side of Jay? I mean, he seems kind of reserved because he kind of wanted to be in the background and not step on Jake's toes throughout this. Do you think his personality and stuff is going to come out now that he's in this
group? I'm sure it'll be much different than it has been, you know. Jay's a class act as well. You know, he's going to say the right things at the right time. He's a very smart individual. He understands what it takes to be a team. But I'm sure when you do ask him questions, he's going to give you a very honest answer, and I think it'll be very forthright. Is there any more questions?
Thank you.